Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You, every Monday, have a weekly call with Major League owners.
Right.
Today, was there discussion, questions about the possibility of this season being, if not canceled, put on hiatus?
No, there really wasn't. We talked about the situation. I think most of the owners realize that we built protocols anticipating that we would have positive tests at some point during the season, that the protocols were built in order to allow us to continue to play through those positives. And I think there was support for the notion that we believe that the protocols are adequate to keep our players safe.
Commissioner Rob Manfred last night was talking to Tom Verducci. Four more Marlins have tested positive, as you heard McCone say in the headlines. That number is now at 17 in their organization.
It's quite high, a bit high.
Ooh. 17 people have tested positive with the Marlins. So there's an outbreak there. But Rob Manfred has said that with their protocols, they can keep guys safe. I can't believe he said that with a straight face last night. I really can't. Because your protocols were not even used when you had multiple players on a single team already having tested positive. That's a joke. Your protocols aren't saving anybody.
Yeah, what I assumed with their testing was they were going to test, and if you find out right away, you know, because it's the rapid test, right? Find out that you're safe, okay, then go play.
Theirs are not rapid.
No.
They take a day to get the results. They're doing it every other day.
Right.
Every 48 hours, they get a test, and the following day, they get the results.
The protocols have to be followed, though. If we came in and just did what we wanted, that doesn't mean Beasley has terrible protocols. It means we're not following them.
Well,
right?
Yes and no.
So what's the problem? Who's to blame here?
Wait, if no, it did, no, wait, both parties are, and we'll get to it. But to say that the protocols are going to keep you safe, only if the protocols are followed is it going to keep you safe.
Yeah, it's up to each individual player to follow those, right?
Well, no. I mean in the sense that when you have a case, they had three on a team, and the team still played a game. What are you doing?
But the players decided that, right? The team didn't decide that, correct?
You're telling me that no one in team management was aware of what the hell was happening? Then that means
just
your protocols...
Don't buy that Philadelphia Inquirer story.
But that means your protocols are also worthless.
Mm.
How does the team not be made aware of positive tests?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How is again, and this is different than any other employer, the employer should be aware of that and should not be allowing the players to get on a text chain. Do you want to play today? What? Your protocols don't mean anything then if that can happen. If that can happen, your protocols are worthless. They're absolutely worthless because they don't intervene and they don't stop anything.
I said I had a sore throat one day. You guys said don't come in.
Right.
Like, don't even chance it, whether this is the beginning of this whole COVID thing way back in the day. Like, I got a little sore throat.
I think I had a bad cold.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was.
Yeah, you missed a week.
And I was ready to come back after a day or two, and it was like, no, why don't you just sit out the rest of the week?
Yeah.
That was before we had the ability to go from home.
We could have gone
from home, and we could have been doing it then, but I stayed out the week to make sure.
They installed glass here between us. Big, thick glass partition. Do you know how bad I want to lick that glass? Yeah, I mean, you know, I just want to mess with this thing and smudge it. But I know it's not proper protocol, so I sit here and I behave. And I get up and I put my mask on and I wash my hands 10 times here today.
So
I wiped everything down.
I heard the criticisms of David Price yesterday.
Yeah.
Because David Price has been very critical of Major League
Baseball. Sort of taking a victory lap now, yeah.
Yeah, in a sense he was. Taking a victory lap saying that, I'll read the tweet again. He said, now we really get to see if MLB is going to put players' health first. Remember when Manfred said players' health was paramount? Part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first, and I can see that hasn't changed. To which I said yesterday, is he wrong? And I would say he's not wrong on one front, and that is that Major League Baseball has systems and protocols in place that halt the spread, because they don't. We saw that the other day. It took 3 days for that to get violated, which means your protocols are junk. But there's another part to this. There's a responsibility of all the players involved to do the right thing, correct? They're not in a bubble.
Right.
So there is a big responsibility. Ron Renneke said yesterday, he told his players, you know, in no uncertain terms, you're not allowed to go to any of those places. You are not allowed to go to restaurants. You are not allowed to go to bars. You are not allowed to do any of those things.
See, they're so trained too, like the baseball players and the road trips and staying away. Like, they're so used to doing that.
Their lifestyle is out and about.
Three phones.
Three different phones.
Yeah.
It's just a very social sport.
Sure is.
Right?
Yeah. You go out, drink, and eat. You can get up and play that day because you stand around the outfield.
So I think there's an automatic assumption that, oh, the Marlins got it first. They're the youngest team in the league, or one of the youngest teams in the league. And Don Mattingly, as we pointed out yesterday, 3 weeks ago, said these young guys in their 20s, they feel like they're bulletproof. They can go out, they can do whatever they want. And so there's an initial reaction to say, ah, see, it was the Marlins. They all went out. Do we know that?
No. You don't know.
Do we know that that's what happened? I mean, we can assume that that may have been part of it.
See, that's the toughest thing is you assume that, but you can't technically prove.
But I think it's a dangerous assumption.
Right. It's so contagious. If one guy gets it, comes in, he can spread it the whole day.
It could have been one guy that got it on the Marlins, and now 17 people are positive there.
Yeah.
Because here's the problem. They separate them on at the stadium.
Still walk through the same door.
They don't have the lockers together. They're not showering together like they typically would. Right. They're staying away from each other in the dugout. They have these big expanded tents, as you've seen at Fenway
Park. That's what scares the hell out
of you. Do you know what goes out the window? When you all get on the same plane, you all get on the same buses, and you're all staying in the same hotels,
seeing each other. Walk through the same door, same hallway. Yep. Same bathroom.
There is going to be spread within a team if one guy gets it. It could have been one guy that got it.
Do you know how many bathrooms they have on a plane? Like a decent-sized plane?
Probably
two or three max.
Two or three?
It's tall. They're small, right? Tight.
Correct.
Yeah, I can't really turn around. I get in there and I'm all squished up.
Kitchens and bathrooms.
One guy's
got
it.
Places where coronavirus spreads the most.
Asymptomatic. Right? You get in there, you go to the bathroom, next guy gets in there, guess what? He's catching it. Then the next guy's catching it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It could have been a guy who didn't necessarily pick it up doing anything that is perceived as being dangerous.
Right. Or you get like the whole LSU football team that goes to that bar and they have that one party. Next thing you know, 37 guys test positive for it. You know, kind of could pin it on that.
It only takes one.
Yeah.
It only takes one guy to give it to an entire team. That's all it takes. So when you're, this just goes back to this debate of how do you do it? If you're not in a bubble, I don't know how it lasts.
Yeah.
I don't. Because it only takes one person picking it up somewhere, and it may not necessarily be because you've done something reckless. Which is why the bigger problem to me is that they're not containing themselves in any way. The bubble will probably work. Without it, I don't think it does work. I don't think it's going to work for baseball. I don't think it's going to work for the NFL. It takes one guy.
I know.
And maybe he was. Maybe he's a total idiot. Went out drinking, went out to a bar, did all the things.
Doesn't matter.
Did all the worst case scenario things that we would assume a young player would do. Does that mean that every player in Major League Baseball is guilty of something?
No.
Does that mean they deserve criticism as a group?
No.
David Price said, I don't trust this system. I'm staying home. And look, baseball's protocols didn't protect the other players.
See,
players didn't protect themselves, by the way. The guys on that call who said, let's go play the game. What idiots? You guys are idiots. Like, that to me is ridiculous, too. Those particular players on that text chain that said, yes, they are guilty of wreck. That to me was reckless. Oh, yeah, let's go play the game anyway.
How's the team not aware of that?
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
That they would say yes to going and doing that.
Any more names pop up NFL-wise? More guys opting out?
I don't think so.
It kind of feels like today's
another
day,
one just happened.
Oh.
Eddie Goldman? I don't know who Eddie Goldman is. Do I know much about Eddie Goldman?
Bears.
Goldman or Goldman?
Linebacker or defensive end?
Tackle. Defensive tackle.
That's like for the birdcage, right? The Goldmans? The Goldman. Remember that movie, The Birdcage?
His base salary this year, $4.75 million. Second round pick 5 years ago. He's the latest opt out. Yeah.
Okay.
Get all week.
Five Pats.
All week. Get prepared. There's going to be more names across the league.
Five.
Five Patriots to this point. Baseball believes they can protect guys, and I don't know how he can say that. I don't know how Rob Manfred can believe that. There's also this. As Rob Manfred was saying that on TV last night, Major League Baseball reportedly expected an outbreak and knew this was going to happen.
Don't you kind of have to do that going into it? Because when you're setting up your system and if you're going to attempt to play, okay, worst case scenario, what happens? A team, one single team gets an outbreak. What do we do? What do we do with the league? What if it's 14 players? What if it's 20 players? What if it's the entire, you know, organization? And it spreads like that. Then it gets another. They've gotta have like fire drills set up for that. You call that a fire drill. All right, what are we going to do? So you gotta expect there's going to be an outbreak. This is a virus.
Yeah, well, this was according pandemic. To someone yeah, in the sport, Stan Kast, and he's the president of the Dodgers. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up after this.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
So brand new. The vows of man and wife. At 17 we fell in love. Hey. High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new.
Song takes a while to pick up.
It does.
We took the vows of man and wife.
You don't need all this crap, right? For the game,
right? Well, you just get into it. It's too hot, baby.
It's like Randy Johnson. You know, I started to play baseball when I was 7.
I went and played for legendary coach Ron Dado.
Ron Dado. Then I was 2 months in Houston.
Then I went to Seattle.
This is like calling gang like Wikipedia.
Then I went to Arizona. Then I went to New York.
Ron Dado.
There it is.
Too hot. Jim's so fired up that softball got canceled. That's so pathetic. The head coach is excited.
Too hot.
I thought Jim was a grinder.
I had softball and baseball tonight.
I thought you'd be a grinder. I thought you'd find a way to make both work.
I was going to go line the field at softball and get the equipment ready and then head over to the baseball field and coach the baseball game.
Brutal. How much water would you suck down tonight?
It's too hot. It's too hot. I got an email from Anthony in Foxborough, by the way.
Is this guy was attacking you yesterday?
No, he says, good morning, Beetle. Looks like Brady's house did not sell and the listing was canceled, number one. He gave me that information. So the house is...
Cone's mic's on again.
What do you got, McCone?
Coming back. 1 year in Tampa, back with the Pats.
Stop it.
Well, it's not a real year anyway, McCone, right? Because Zoe said it's not a real year. It's just a fake year. So.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of... it's
so
hard.
Depressed right now.
It's hard to sell a home in these times, right? I don't know.
It's actually extremely easy to sell homes right now. Like, it's a buyer's market.
The $39 million variety?
Well, not that kind. I'm just saying, but it is...
It's not a buyer's market. It's a seller's market.
Seller's market. Yeah.
For homes that are, you know, that the average person can afford, yes. Right. He writes, also, do you think Louth would be interested in a game-used bat from early 2000s Red Sox players?
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand why this is a question. Of course he would.
You mean from the years where they actually had popular players and superstars?
We would have to make an exemption for it, which we certainly would.
What size bat? We don't know the width, right?
Well, this is the thing. We would have to put it on the top of the shelf, but for a game-used Red Sox bat, I think we could. And the names in here are spectacular of who the early 2000s. Give me who do you think that one of those bats could be used
Carl
by?
Everett.
He gives me four names.
Carl Everett.
Four names are on the list.
Mike Lansing.
Obscure or popular?
Brian Daubach.
Brian Daubach is one of them.
There we go.
That is one of the four.
Darren Lewis.
Close. Close.
Doug Mirabelli.
Close. You had half of that name right.
Oh. Darren Bragg.
There you go.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yes. Darren Bragg, Brian Daubach, Doug Mirabelli.
I said Mirabelli.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one more. Lou Maloney.
No way.
I think we'll take the Lou Maloney,
yeah.
Quite frankly.
Oh, these are all separate bats?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Bat. No. They're separate bats.
Oh, yeah, send the Maloney one.
Yeah, I would say send the Maloney one.
Send the Maloney one.
Daubach would be my favorite.
Maybe if we're lucky enough, we can get an autograph.
Jim's requesting the Daubach.
298.5 The Sports Hub. All the best.
Who had, hey, seriously, though, when Brian Daubach would go up to bat, he had the fattest ass. Whose ass is fatter, him or Dan Roach? Like, you'll see Roach in his suit, he'll take his coat off, and then, Jesus, you got a wide ass.
So I would say, Anthony, of course we'd be interested. That we would make an exception for to put above at the top of the shelf where there is some extra space.
We'd take any donations, yes.
Of course. We have one coming up today at 12:50. We have a box to open at 12:50.
A lot of tape. I might have to start opening it now.
You might have to start. Get the knife out. Start cutting through that thing. 617-779-0985. Do we have the sound of Kasten? Stan Kasten was on MLB radio. Here's what he has to say. I don't know how you want to take this, if you want to take this positively or negatively, but here's what he says.
I don't believe there's going to be any panic just yet. I think we understood there might be occasions like this, which is why we had our player pool as big as it is. I don't know what's going to happen to the Marlins because I don't really know the extent of it just yet and who may or may not be infected and for how long they may be at risk. So I guess we'll get an update on all of that. My understanding from talking to other teams is that it's supposed to be business as usual, at least for every other team. I know that the game in Miami and in Philadelphia for tonight has been postponed. I don't know how we make it up or when. So maybe we'll learn all of those things today, but I also think this is going to be an evolving process. And hopefully this is the worst outbreak we have for the rest of the season because it will teach us some things. But I do think we expected something like this at some point, and maybe getting it out of the way early will help teach us things that will avoid repetitions of these going forward.
Okay, again, that's Stan Kasten, Dodgers president, before he jumped on the league-wide call yesterday. But based on his tone, doesn't sound like the league is going to cancel the schedule.
I didn't say we're not going to institute here panic yet, you know. But I think you get the panic mode if you have five teams. If this happens to five teams at the same time, sure, that's when panic sets in. I mean, they plan for this. That's why you have the player pool, like you said. You got to expect that there's going to be a breakout. Just bam, four days into it. Oh, I always thought it was going to be like in the middle of the season. Never did I think.
Not the first weekend.
The fourth day, you have a breakout. I mean, and you've done pretty damn good protocol keeping people apart. You know, pushing them out in the stands. The players are dressing in suites. You don't have a clubhouse. You don't have media interaction.
And then they all ride the same bus.
See, that's
and get on the same plane.
And that's what drives you crazy with the school stuff. Because, like, okay, you know, the kids are going to go to school, but they're all going to get on that same damn bus. Boy, you're really going to disinfect that bus. You think you are. Just need that one little spot you missed. And bang. All the kids on that bus going to have it. And they're going to bring it home. I'm going to bring it to work. Not saying I'm going to get it. If we have over and unders like the Sports Hub bubble, like we have our Hubble, who would be the first to get it? That'd be a good question. See, people would say me.
We have to take a snapshot in time. Right now?
Yeah.
I would say you.
Yeah. I would go into the Hubble expecting to get it.
Quickly. In 2 months, that could be entirely different.
It could be.
Based on sets of circumstances.
Sure.
Yes. But right now, I'd put my money on you.
I wouldn't let Murray opt out. See, we'd tape him up and keep him in a box downstairs.
Which Murray?
And break out Jim Murray.
Yeah.
He said tap. No, you don't have the option to tap out, bro. No, sorry. Coming in. We'll get you Wi-Fi and everything. Don't worry. Your pictures of Starbucks up.
First person to get it in the bubble. Yeah. Is this a Sports Hub? We're like Major League Baseball right now. We all go home at night.
Right.
There's no bubble here. Everyone's got to do the right thing. So we're going to take odds on who would be most likely to get it versus least likely to get it.
Yeah.
I just think that could change in time. Sure. Different things happen. For school sure, right? Reopening. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a lot of doorknob lickers in your house. Like,
I don't think that's young, what's going on.
Young kids, man. But
that three of them going
wipe
to school.
My nose and my sleeve and touch this.
School's problematic, though.
So. School is so problematic.
Very problematic.
Every kids come on. How many times do you get kids sick? You know, how many kids? How many?
It's the inside school. Like, kids have been playing sports all summer around
right.
here.
Yeah. Right?
And nothing really has. I haven't seen many outbreaks from anything, really.
It's the cough. When you watch a kid cough, it's like they don't cover their mouth, they never do it. Adults at least cover or attempt to cover your mouth.
Well, most of the adults are wearing masks, too. So right. that helps.
You hope. Yeah. You ever look at a kid's fingernails? Not the cleanest thing.
Like yours?
Yeah. No, that was mulch. Okay. My nails are fine.
They're germ factories on a good day.
Right.
Schools.
Yeah.
On a good day.
Right.
In a pandemic.
Look out.
Look out. And the buildings themselves, many of them aging in a lot of places, they are not built for this.
And the kid's going to have a problem, too, because...
They're not built for this.
My kid likes lunch.
Well, listen, they have an extra 10 days to get them ready, people.
That ain't going
to
do bleep.
You're good. 10 days.
My kid likes buying lunch at school, and he's going to have a problem. Because
he's going to have to eat in the classroom.
Oh, God.
It's going to be delivered to a classroom.
I'm complaining. Oh, delivered. That's right.
Yeah, they'll be eating in the classroom. They won't be going to a cafe.
No, I know that. But I'm saying I would make the sandwich at home and send him with the sandwich.
Yeah. You're staying away from
sandwich, apple chips.
School lunches.
Carrots. Yeah. Gatorade. Load them up. But he loved double pizza day, man. Pizza and taco day. Yeah, I have two lunches today. Sure, kid.
Like in this room, we have functioning, you know, HVAC where air is sucked out, other air is put in.
Yeah, so that was fixed while you were at home.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's functioning at a high level.
That is
schools? Yeah. Forget it. Forget it. No shot.
Jesus.
Yeah, ventilation, real issue.
Yeah.
You would think that
about some of these old schools, man. Jesus.
You would think like the state would be committed to doing a full safety inspection of the buildings for COVID purposes.
Possible.
They're not going to do it.
They can't.
They're not going
to
do it.
There's going to be so many schools that wouldn't be up to code, you know?
Yeah.
You're walking some of those old schools with a gymnasium where it's like actual metal pipes coming out of the wall and a backboard is like bolted to it. And it's a white backboard. It's not even a clear one. It's those old, nasty, white metal ones. Ball goes against it. Ka-tonk. You know?
Nothing but positivity today.
It's always so. I don't know that we've ever had a
I got to stop watching the news.
A negative zone.
I got to stop watching the news.
Like, we have good news for next week, right? We have Fauci coming up, right?
Which you could take
way. He'll give you. Fauci will tell you the way it is. He's very definitive,
right?
I
think there's been positive news on the vaccine front. Has there not?
Yeah, Pfizer.
I
mean, yeah.
And Moderna's going to their final phase of testing.
If the next 30 days go well, Pfizer said they could have up to over 100 million vaccines by the end
of
the year.
I did read that you might need multiple doses of the vaccine when it does arrive.
I'll drink a gallon of it.
I'm in for however many you want to give me.
Right, McCone?
I'm in.
Sign Clowney and give me the vaccine. Let's go.
Yep.
Now we'll talk Super Bowl.
Clowney and a vaccine. Those are the uplifting things today, McCone. Let's cling to those things.
I see Hightower opted out today. It killed my day.
I know it did. It's had a really bad impact on you.
Put me in a bad way today.
All right, Fauci on baseball and Fauci on sports and Fauci on life. We'll get to that. This Date in Show History at 11:50.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub. This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zo, I'm with you.
This is not good anymore. Mike Reese just tweeting out that Patriots safety Patrick Chung has opted out of the 2020 season. He is now the sixth Patriot player to do so.
Another starter, right? So that's a starter on this team.
I don't know how much more I can take today.
Patrick Chung, the latest Patriot to say, I will not be playing football this year. Doug Kide of Nesson.
Is it real now, Jim?
He opted out of this segment.
Oh, yeah, good. He opted out. Louth quit.
Corporate Louth. He's got very important business things to work on.
Still want to sign Clowney?
Doug Kide has this as an added detail.
Oh, maybe with Hightower, Chung will be down in the box more, huh? No.
Do you want me to tell you this?
Go.
All right. He had considered retirement, and he's expecting another child. Didn't he just sign a contract extension in May?
Yeah. Second one in like 3 years.
What's with that? Not to sound like I'm disagreeing with his choice.
No, this is it's just.
Was there a signing bonus that he got as part of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Just wondering. Patrick Chung was considering retirement, according to Doug Kide of Nesson. He's expecting another child. He has told Mike Reese, first to report, that he plans to opt out of the 2020 season, the sixth Patriot to do so. And this all really happened. I mean, we heard about the Marcus Cannon rumor, the rumor over the weekend, but this is now up to six guys in a matter of a couple
of
weeks.
Jim Murray had it first.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I heard the morning guys talking about this, like, who could be the next one? A lot of them, all of them said Chung. Joe Murray said people are sliding his DMs. Yeah, he's got another kid coming. Go ahead, McCone. Your mic's on.
This is crazy.
Want to sign Clowney still?
Still want to get Clowney.
Want to give Jadeveon Clowney $19 million, McCone?
Yeah.
Oh, McCone's out. He already tapped out.
I don't blame any of these guys for doing this, but I am curious about this.
Asterisk.
What's Bill Belichick's reaction every time one of these guys calls him and tells him?
All right. Next guy. Let's go. Next guy.
I wonder if Bill gets to a point where he's like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this either.
Well, Bill had to do something.
Maybe I should stay on Nantucket for the year.
Well, obviously, Bill had to do something to get him to come back, right? If he was contemplating retirement and give him the extension. Hey, Pat, we want to,
right?
To continue to play here. I'm going to give you a bump here, all right?
I mean, May, the pandemic was raging in May. There was no doubt about what this year was going to look like in
team
May.
Team direction. You knew where you're heading right here, right? Another starter. Out.
It was May, right? I want to double check the date on that.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 starters out. I don't consider Bolden a starter, but he's on special teams, so it'd be 5.
Do I have this right?
Chung, Hightower, Cannon, and Vitale would have been the starting fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 starters. Wednesday. Whew.
May 20th?
That's two big names right there.
Yeah, May 20th was when that extension came to be known. End of May. We were fully aware of the year and the circumstances in May.
Now that I'm thinking of it, I think that retirement tidbit was actually out there at the time when he was either...
So maybe the bump was to push him in the direction of come back and play. Okay, I get it. Zoe's done. Zoe's so done with today. He's done with it, man.
I live for football. I live for a lot of things. You know, family. Yeah.
That's a nice save.
You know that whole football, faith, and family
caters,
thing?
Though.
You know the Robert Kraft line?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoe's just like, I live for football. That's
football,
my
faith, family. Yeah.
Of the things I live for, football
day.
Is the one.
It's a bad day. Bad day today. Told you. You knew it right away. So you heard the hot tire stuff, bang, get ready.
Domino effect.
Play Gilmore. Please play Gilmore. Play Gilmore. Edelman. Me.
What was that?
Get the knee right.
You hear anything more on the knee since we started talking about it?
I have not.
Waiting on that.
No, I heard he's moving around quite well.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does have like a lingering knee issue, he's just going to keep playing until he can't play anymore. At this point, you're 34.
If anything, he had some issues with the foot, like reoccurring. Like, I always see him stamping.
You got to go out and try and do it.
Stamping the foot.
He's 34.
Yeah.
To say he's on the back nine is generous.
I can see, like, he getting plate and errors.
He's wrapping up the day of golf right now, is what he's doing. He's getting ready to go have a couple of drinks. Cool off.
19th hole.
19th hole. Correct. Mm. Yeah, he's back in the clubhouse. Ooh, having a steak. Nice.
Want a cheeseburger? I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake.
All right, so that's the latest. We were going to talk a little more baseball here, but let me get some of your calls.
Yeah.
John in Pittsfield. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on Sunday, the Yankees Nationals game. Very few players with face masks on.
They don't have to wear them.
The game. Pardon?
They don't have to wear them.
Oh, they don't have to. Okay.
There's no requirement to wear them.
How about the umpires?
Also, I don't believe they're required, are they?
I think it's optional.
Yeah.
Once you're on the field. Yeah, on the field, it's optional.
Okay. Other than that, if anybody saw it, Starlin Castro of the Nationals, he broke a bat. When he got his new bat, he actually licked it at the plate. It was on television.
That's probably part of his routine, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, it's quite a routine to have. But, you know, if we're going to cut down on the virus and stuff, we can't allow spitting at the plate and stuff like that and doing things like that.
You enjoying watching these baseball games, John?
Those rules have been put in place with the spitting, and I don't know if that is something that's going to be able to be changed.
We are nitpicking, boy, huh?
Can I tell you what's aggravating?
What?
I'm going to tell you what's aggravating. When you see a tweet like this from Bob Nightingale, he just tweeted this out within the last 15 minutes. Washington Nationals star Juan Soto, who again was pulled from the lineup the other day.
Correct.
Before the game, is getting increasingly frustrated, his teammates say. He has reportedly tested negative 6 times, 3 by Major League Baseball and 3 by the team, but has not had back-to-back negative tests.
What? How can you test negative 6 times? Which means there's a positive in there?
How many tests has he had?
Well, you said every 2 days, right?
So if he has had 6 negatives and not a single back-to-back, that would also mean he's had at least 5 positives? Do I have that right?
So they're unconfirmed positives?
There has to be a positive in between all of those?
Is it inaccurate?
That's at least 5 positive tests.
What tests are they doing? Are they doing the long swab, or are they doing that random quick thing that really doesn't work?
At some point in the last 48 hours, he has had... Or let's say 72 hours, he has had a positive test, and he's pissed that they won't let him back on the field? Forget it. David Price is wrong. The players are a-holes. That's nonsense. I'm mad because I haven't been able to put together back-to-back negatives.
I'm so confused by this, because if you had a positive, you'd be eliminated from the room automatically. You go right into quarantine.
Not only that, I mean...
You get separated from the team. I don't believe that for one second.
To have that many positive tests and still have an issue with them not letting you back? Would you want to play next to that guy right now?
I don't understand how you'd be able to play. You wouldn't be able to
play. Go away for 2 weeks. You're not coming back.
This report doesn't make sense. Do the days. Do the math. Do the testing. You have one positive test, you're out 2 weeks. Minimum. This doesn't make sense. You can't come back till you test negative.
Also, there's this. So no Phillies have tested positive yet for their interaction with the Marlins.
Well, they've had a lot of good.
But guess who did?
Back to back. Who?
The Phillies visiting clubhouse attendant.
The guy
who was taking care of the team while they were there.
Great.
So a staff member who works for the Phillies in the visiting clubhouse area now, who came in contact with the Marlins, he has tested positive. So the Marlins gave it to a clubhouse worker while they were there, which fuels the idea that it's not going to be spread on the field, like our caller just brought up, and it's going to be more in the clubhouses and in traveling and in being near each other off the field is the biggest threat. No Phillies have tested positive. This date in show history is next.
Good.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
for this date in show history on Zolak and Bertrand on this Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, though. Why don't we start in 2016?
Okay.
First day of training camp. That's happier times, right, Zo?
Sure was.
First day of camp 2016, Zo was pumped for the return of football.
Welcome to football, bitches. It's time we crank it up. It's go time. None of this summer crap. Vacations, beaches, suntan lotions, sharks, frisbees. Crank it up, Chip. Yeah. I don't feel that way right now.
Where were we? Were we camp? In studio or at?
Sounds like we're at camp.
We were.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was quiet.
Remember that place? Camp?
Yeah.
Up high.
Not going to see that this year. Yeah. Yeah. Problem. What are you going to do?
People bringing us food. Can't do that anymore.
None of it. None of it's going to happen. Sorry,
we have two more hours of the show left.
I thought maybe that'd make you feel good.
Two more guys are going to opt out by the end. Welcome to football, bitches.
Yeah,
well, not right now.
I got some kind of good news for you.
Oh, do you?
Jeff Howe just tweeting out, can't stress this enough. Fluid situation. Players' feelings could change, but as of now, the Patriots believe this is the end of the opt-outs.
Well, that's good. Not much more you can dig.
That's right. Not a lot of guys left, but yeah.
No, you're only down four starters. Plus, you don't have your quarterback. Remember that guy, McCone?
He was pretty good.
Oh, was he? Are you sure? You like working out? I like playing. You like attention to detail? Yeah. Let me turn your mic off.
2016, same year, same day. I had a major live read
you
screw
did?
Up. Yes, I flubbed.
That was a shock.
Let's hear it. Hundreds in stock to choose from, so take the drive. $4.95 in Lowell, where you will always get the highest trade-in value.
Ooh. That wasn't that bad.
The drive, $4.95 in Lowell, where you
will... Very Darish Darren.
Darish Tarish Tajan Pit in a bit. That's again for Serene Branson. From, like, L.A. News. Hmm. I always remember her name. Serene. Serene Branson. In Lowell, where you always get... They had to have many neurological tests after that. They did not send me for any neurological tests after that one.
Is that post-head injury?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, 16. No.
You didn't
get hit pre-injury. Finally in 2016. Oh, this is actually 2017. My mistake. 2017, Zoe reading liners... For Patriots radio affiliates across New England. This is always a good one.
Haven't done that yet. Today. This is Scott Zolak. This is not real. This is Scott Zolak. And Iconic Rock 92.7 is Brattleboro's home for Fish in the Morning? And then, okay, start over here. This is Scott Zolak. And Iconic Rock 92.7 in Brattleboro. Oh. This is Scott Zolak, and Iconic Rock 92.7 is Brattleboro's home for Fish in the Morning and New England Patriots football. Well, one of the two ain't bad. Go Pats. This is a fucking joke, right? And I'm Scott Zolak. That's it? Yeah. Belichick, Brady, Gronk, and the boys. This is fucking horrid. Belichick, Brady, Gronk, and the boys. Your home for Patriots football in Central Vermont is everything that rocks. 107.1 Frank FM. He Pats begin the blitz six. The Pats begin the blitz for six. That doesn't make sense. Did you write these? Somebody misspelled Belichick. The Patriots play on everything that's rocks. Ah, oh, blows. The Central Vermont, New England's Patriots. Central Vermont's Central Vermont's New England Patriots station is everything that rocks. It's the Blitz for six. It's game day, baby. Hey, let's rock. What do you think program directors make up
here? Hey, let's rock. Pats, baby.
Hey, let's rock.
Blitz for six.
Whoa. Rock and roll. What do you think program directors get paid up there?
I don't know.
It's good imaging right there.
Oh, my God.
Fish in the morning. At least one of these things.
Hey, baby.
Hey, let's rock.
It's game day.
Hey, let's rock. Right now.
Yeah.
Pats begin the blitz
for six.
Six. Was there anything shark-related
in this?
I thought we had a shark-related this day in show history.
I don't believe there are any shark-related. Yes.
Now we had an opening day of camp.
Whew. Yeah. I don't have that this year.
Mm.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, that make you feel any better?
Yeah, I laughed a little bit. It was funny. Hey, let's rock.
I got something that might make you laugh.
That's good. I could use it.
How bad the Red Sox pitching staff is. It's a downer, but I know that will make you chuckle.
Who's the guy pitching? The best one was Joe Murray's hub headline. He named the starter. And then
tonight
paused.
Goes Matt Hall. I think he's a lefty.
It doesn't really matter. Does it matter? Good. So you're going to give me, we're going to have a good laugh, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
I have a serious baseball question.
All right, serious baseball question.
You're a baseball guy.
Sure. We'll talk about the Red Sox coming up right after headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, rockets that one. Look at this one.
Oh.
A searing line drive out of here. My goodness.
Oh.
What was the...
That didn't take long,
the
did it?
Time on that thing to get out of the ballpark.
That was ridiculous. Oh.
Oh, thank God for them.
Oh. Jerry Remy and Dennis Eckersley are saving the Red Sox season.
They're the stars.
At least in this way, it's something to be entertained by when the Red Sox are getting their brains beat in on a nightly basis.
What an embarrassment of a pitching staff.
Friday night's 13-2 win feels like an eternity ago for this team. They've only played 4 games. They've lost since that win on Friday night. 7-2, 7-4, 7-4.
I was told to chillax, too, by multiple people, because it's the worst team in baseball they beat, which they proceeded to lose 2-2 for the remainder of the weekend. So how should we turn that? Should we recognize that then?
This is the worst pitching staff baseball's ever seen. I don't even know that it's just...
What an embarrassment for Bloom.
I mean, this is not... I heard yesterday someone ask, a caller on Felger Mass, asked the guys on the show, is this the worst Red Sox rotation of your lifetime? And I think that's a resounding yes. I don't even think it's debatable. I mean,
Tony's covered a
team. Can you call it a rotation when it's got two starters?
Well, that's sort of my point. Forget that it's really one starter that has done anything here, and I'll count Perez as a starter. This isn't a rotation at all.
This is worse. This is way worse than Wade Miley and that gang. Remember, they got five number ones.
So you know how the Rays, we mocked the Rays for having all their openers?
Yeah.
Right? When they had to go to that?
You're worse than them.
This feels worse. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're watching it every day. Is this better or worse?
No, they had better pitchers.
Right? They had better guys who were doing the job.
Yeah.
They just had too many relievers. Not enough starters.
It is possible that this is the worst rotation of modern times, of the last, I don't know, we'll say 25 years in baseball. Find me, and we'll use the term rotation loosely.
Yeah.
This is a disaster.
I stopped watching 4-0 last night. I know other people hang on. And my God, did that ball leave the ballpark?
These guys just all really suck. Weber was bad on Sunday. And then to watch last night.
Oh, Rockets, that one. Look at this one. Oh. A searing line drive out of here. My goodness.
82 miles an hour right T-bone, over the plate.
Did you tweet the screen grab?
No, I sent it to you, though.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Where do I have it?
It's on our text chain.
It is?
Yeah.
I will.
Big 88.2 on there, and that's not the guy's number.
I will.
Miles per hour.
I will send it out because it's impressive. it's impressive in the wrong way. The screen grab of the home run last night at 82 miles per hour. And when I say it's centered in the strike zone, it may be an inch or two off center, but it's about as close as you can get if you're aiming for the dead middle of the strike zone.
82, it's batting practice.
Flat middle of the strike zone, and Pete Alonso hit the second fastest home run in the history of tracking the bat speed or the exit velocity of the baseball off the bat. 116.3 miles per hour,
and he jumped
at a 22 degree angle coming off the bat. It is the second highest tracked exit velocity in the game. The record is 121 and change by Giancarlo Stanton. This one's the second fastest ever, and people said last night that it would have killed someone if it were to hit somebody. I think it actually hit the little divider on top of the wall. So let me tell you this. If someone had reached over to grab that home run, they would have broken their hands.
It happened so fast and it left so quick and then bounced back onto the field so fast that I don't think the left fielder knew what to do with it. Like, what the hell was that? How many innings did you make it last night?
I watched until probably the eighth. I made it to the eighth.
Here's my question to you, and you've tuned in quite often here. The starting people are jonesing for sports, right? And it's kind of why you're tuning in, starting on Friday. How much more can you subject yourself to that? Like, what is the tune-out with this team? We ain't far from it, maybe. And it just started.
I don't know.
You gotta go down. You gotta play the Mets down there. You got to get on a plane and travel.
I just tweeted it if you want to take a look at that picture. I just tweeted it. I don't know how many more nights I'm going to do it, but let me just say that Eck and Remy are making it tolerable. The banter, the back and forth, it's been entertaining. It's been good. I don't know how much more abuse we could take on a nightly basis, though, when it comes to what's going on with this team.
Can we admit that they just don't have good players? Because if they had players that were going to stick around for a long period of time, guys like Eck and Remy would probably not be hammering them as they are right now. Guys that they would have to face eventually in the clubhouse or on the when they're there eventually next season maybe.
So they're
not afraid to tear into these guys.
Their lineup has guys that should be here a long time.
I don't think you look at it that way. I mean, Eck's been very, very critical of David Price.
I think they're in a studio. They're not at the ballpark. They're not seeing these guys every day. They're more likely to be.
Oh, okay.
Which is
good.
Honest.
Less face to face.
They're not worried
about
that. And they're not worried about these guys. These pitchers aren't going to be around.
Yeah.
See, they're not worried about hammering them.
I think it's easy to hammer the pitchers. You're right, because these guys won't be here. And last night, Remy said early in the game, he said, this is demoralizing.
Yeah.
As an offense, as a lineup, he said, this is demoralizing. But I don't think he'd be saying that if it weren't for the previous two games that went by the exact same pattern.
I'm not saying he's saying anything untruthful. I'm just saying they're being more truthful.
Right. No, I think they're being great. I think this has been the most critical we've heard them be of the team in a while. It's been consistently great. The broadcast has been excellent. The games have been wretched. And by the way, we can hammer the pitching all we want.
Yeah.
The Red Sox haven't put up a lot of runs here for three straight games either.
They scored runs in the one game they didn't need to score runs. Yeah, like they couldn't match it up
it's
right.
It's in the wrong games.
Yeah, yeah. They couldn't match it up properly where the Eovaldi game, they didn't need to score that many runs.
But you know what else I think we're seeing? We saw another error by Devers, right? The errors are piling up by Devers now at the start of the year. And I don't think he came in fully prepared. He wasn't ready to go. You contrast what he did last night, so disappointing. Look at the play that Bogaerts made last night. Did you see that play?
No.
Oh, my God. Running down the runner, going from second to third, knowing that no one was covering the bag at third. Like, just a hustle, great
Bogaerts. On a play that Devers probably should have had.
Bingo. I mean, it was the perfect, like, contrast of you're not ready to do this, you don't give a damn, versus the best player on your team in Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
Bogaerts appears ready to go. You can sort of separate the children from the adults right now with the team, because it doesn't just apply to the pitching staff.
Yeah, some guys just have that. No, but he's obviously one of them.
I don't know, man. I'm still in. I just think the pitching is, it's far.
No, I mean, I know
you're
still
far
in.
Worse than we could have imagined.
But here's the thing.
And I was, you know, trying to give you every positive spin. You weren't here on Friday, so I tried to give every positive spin for how the Red Sox could be barely above 500 and be the eighth team. You don't need to be great.
Yeah,
just be eight.
Be eight.
Not great, just eight. That's all it is.
That's a line of the day. Yeah, it's good.
After watching four games of this, I have serious doubts about that possibility for this team. The pitching is just so wretched that, and now I every time who, how do you pronounce the guy who got let go by the Braves last night?
Foltynewicz.
Foltynewicz.
That's how I pronounce. I don't know if that's how it's actually pronounced.
I feel like that's not the. We'll go with
Foltynewicz.
Yeah.
So simple.
I think we had this conversation last year.
We did on this particular player, because didn't he play? He started in the playoffs, didn't he?
I think so. I like the fact that it was out there on Twitter yesterday as like a joke.
We're going to call him Folty. So Folty, they designated Foltynewicz. Foltynewicz? Someone will correct us. He got designated for assignment last night. I can absolutely see him becoming a Red Sox in like 5 minutes.
Well, Tomasi's already putting that up. Tomasi said they're interested.
Oh, yeah. He did.
10.0 ERA.
It was a joke last night.
I know it was. I know, but
a complete joke.
Oh, that's like, right, because Shaughnessy got on it too.
That's going to continue to happen all year long. Like, these guys that are in the rotation, Jim, you say they're not going to be here next year. They may not be here next week. They're just going to churn and burn and put new names in that rotation. Rotation. We use it loosely this year to try and make something stick. Something.
At this point, why not just bring up a prospect? Throw a prospect out there. What about that Jay Groom guy? We've been hearing about him for years.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He's had some issues, though.
So what? These guys have issues, too.
Bring Wild Thing in. Yeah. How hard's Groom throw?
Does he throw 82 right down the middle?
He had Tommy John, though, didn't he? Is he making his way back?
I thought he was
that?
In Pawtucket. Maybe not.
Oster?
No, I think he's ready to pitch. I think this could be the year you see.
No, they have their taxi squads in Pawtucket, so
yeah,
like, that's
no,
where
they're
working out.
Maybe that's what we see. Somebody. This is bad, though. It's worse than I thought it would be, which really sucks. I don't know how much more I can take of it, but I'm going to keep watching. Foltynewicz.
Foltynewicz.
Oh, no, we have two tweets. Foltynewicz and Foltynewicz.
I like Foltynewicz.
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 Foltynewicz. He's going to be here any minute now. Any minute he's going
to
be here.
Tweeted that to you?
What's that?
Did you see who tweeted that to you?
I've got three different tweets, including one from Mo.
Yeah.
Per source.
I love it.
Mo and Randolph?
No, Mo Chanel.
Oh.
Matt Hall goes tonight. Do we know anything about Matt Hall?
I still don't know if he's a lefty.
Is he a lefty?
Does it matter? To the bigger, does it even matter?
What do we know about Matt Hall? Every night, I think this would be maybe a daily thing. You read the Wikipedia page of the tonight's Red Sox starter, because this might be going on all year.
Who the hell is it?
Matthew Thomas Hall, born July 23rd, celebrated a birthday recently, 1993, is an American professional baseball pitcher for the Boston Red Sox of Major League Baseball.
It's like Randy Johnson's speech right here.
He made his MLB debut with the Detroit Tigers in 2018. Listed at 6 feet, 200 pounds. He throws and bats left-handed.
Mm.
There you go.
Was it Osich that Renicki was talking about? We just hope he could get through two innings. Best case scenario. Who even says that?
In 2019, Hall split time between Toledo and Detroit. With the Tigers, he made 16 appearances. He was 0-1 with an ERA of 7.71. You know, a lot of high ERA guys on this team. That's your starter tonight for the Boston Red Sox. It is Matt Hall. That's who it is, if you know anything about him. Matt Hall. Why don't we get to your calls? I see Red Sox calls and Patriots opt-out calls. We'll do that coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Rockets, that one. Look at this one.
Oh.
A searing line drive out of here. My goodness.
Oh.
What was the...
That didn't take long,
the
did it?
Time on that thing to get out of the ballpark.
That was ridiculous. Oh.
Oh, thank God for them.
Oh. Jerry Remy and Dennis Eckersley are saving the Red Sox season.
They're the stars.
At least in this way, it's something to be entertained by when the Red Sox are getting their brains beat in on a nightly basis.
What an embarrassment of a pitching staff.
Friday night's 13-2 win feels like an eternity ago for this team. They've only played four.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.